Let's pray. Lord, as we gather here this Thanksgiving Eve, we pray that you would open our hearts and make us truly grateful for all you have done for us and for who you are. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in February of this year, we never imagine what this year has brought us. You know, it has been a year of lockdowns and wearing of masks, a year of social distancing and the inability to shake hands or hug one another. It's been a year of protests and riots. It's been a year where politics have divided and estranged families and friends. And now as we prepare to celebrate our annual feast of Thanksgiving as a nation, nothing really seems quite right. Families and friends are not able to gather together and celebrate as we would like to do. And more people are going to be isolated and alone this Thanksgiving than should be. So how do we respond? How do we respond to a year like this? And now that it's Thanksgiving, what should our reaction be to such a trying year? Well, the answer is not to gorge our way out of our sorrows. You know, the answer is not to just, well, let's pretend like it doesn't exist and just sort of just eat our way out of this. Indeed, in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our sense of loss more than ever, it is a time to offer thanksgiving. This is what the prophet Habakkuk wrote in Habakkuk 3, verses 17 and 18. He said, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. And you know, in a very similar way, you know, the Apostle Paul lived his life by those words. You know, much of his ministry was spent in prison. And if he wasn't in prison, then he was suffering and persecuted for sharing the gospel of Jesus. He had learned an important lesson, though, an important lesson through all of these trials and all of these difficulties, and he decided to share that lesson with the church at Thessaloniki. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, he wrote, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It's the will of God that we give him thanks. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, how can this really be? How can I give thanks when my life is so bad right now? You know, I'm going through trials. The last thing I want to be doing is giving thanks. It just doesn't seem natural. And it might even seem a little confusing. Am I really supposed to give thanks for this pandemic? You know, am I supposed to say, thank you, Lord, for this pain that I'm experiencing, or maybe the betrayal that I feel right now? Well, not exactly, but it does mean to be thankful even in the midst of these circumstances. You know, when you really don't feel like giving thanks, even then we are to be thankful. Because even when we're suffering, even when things are not going right in our lives, you know, we can thank God for our families. We can thank God for our provision. We can thank God for our salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. You know, and we can also just thank the Lord for who he is. You know, we can thank him for his mercy. We can thank him for his power. We can thank him for the ways in which he sustains our lives in ways sometimes that we can't even explain. You see, there's always things to be thankful for. things that we need to be mindful of, things that we often take for granted, but are there even in the midst of hardship. In giving thanks, we acknowledge that everything comes from God. It's not a result of our effort, not a result of our incredible intelligence, but it actually comes as a gift from the Lord. We've done nothing to deserve the goodness that the Lord has given us. In James 1:17 that we just read a few minutes ago, he writes, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights." And so we must offer thanks for the good things that we've received. Even during this time, you know, we can thank God that we haven't gotten COVID-19. We can thank God that he's given us a nation where we truly can protest and have different political points of view. We can thank God that our Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven and rose from the dead in order that we might have life and to be children of God. When you offer thanksgiving, you don't have to feel a certain way. You know, sometimes we think, well, we have to make sure that our heart feels thankful or it's just not genuine. And if I don't really feel like it, then you know what? I probably shouldn't be doing it. We often have that sense. But we have to realize giving thanks is not a feeling. It's a discipline. It's a way of living. It's there because in the deepest recesses of our hearts, we know that we would have nothing if it weren't for the Lord. In some ways, this Thanksgiving might actually be a blessing for us because it may teach us to be thankful even though we may not feel like it. Sometimes we go through difficult trials not realizing that God actually has a purpose behind it. There's a reason for it. I mean, that was certainly the case of the Israelites as they traveled through the wilderness for 40 years. In Deuteronomy 8, our Old Testament reading today, Moses describes how the Lord led the Israelites through that journey for a specific purpose. And he writes, "He humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." And that is the same lesson that the Lord wants to teach us in this journey of life. Even as we face a pandemic, national division, uncertainty about the future, the Lord sustains and gives us life. We are completely dependent upon him. And therefore, when we offer thanksgiving to him, we are acknowledging that dependence on him. Thanksgiving is the right response of the creature toward the Creator. So I hope this Thanksgiving that you will choose to spend some time expressing gratitude for the things that the Lord has done for you this season. I can assure you that it will be a blessing to your life. And there's three ways in particular that I want to just really underscore the way that Thanksgiving can be a blessing to your life. And the first thing is this, is that when we take the time to offer thanksgiving, it changes the spiritual atmosphere around us. You know, our natural inclination when things aren't going well is to get frustrated. You know, we complain. We might get angry. And ever notice that when you get angry, it has a way of spreading? You know, if I get angry with my wife, guess what? She gets angry at me, and that's just the way it goes. Negative thoughts influence the atmosphere around you. But when we offer thanks, it changes the atmosphere from one of hopelessness to one of expectation. God is in control and will work out everything according to his plan. Yes, We can spend time criticizing things. But offering thanks actually changes things for the better. We will see things from God's perspective and not our own limited perspective. Second, thanks reminds us that we have not been abandoned or forsaken. You know, it's easy to feel alone in our pain, alone in our frustration. You might feel uneasy about the election results or insecure about going out in public because of the rise in COVID-19 cases of late. But whatever you're going through, offering thanks reminds us that there is a God who loves us dearly and cares for us even as we struggle. And so our confidence increases in Him as we express gratitude for what He's done for us. And finally, offering thanks will be a blessing to you because it will help build your faith. When we take the time to thank the Lord for what He has done, we have greater trust, greater confidence that He will help us the next time crisis occurs. And so as we give thanks, we are actually providing resources that we can draw on when the times become rough again. And so we can pray, Lord, in the same way that You helped me in the past, and I praise You for the way that You did, now help me in this crisis. Come to my aid in the same way. And our faith will be stronger because we'll have seen the way the Lord acted in the past. Thanksgiving has a way of changing us so that our faith grows. That's the power of thanksgiving. When the pilgrims came to this nation in 1620, they found a land much harsher than they could ever have imagined. It was much colder. Food was much more scarce. And many of them died. In fact, over half of them died that first winter. And yet in the autumn of 1621, they set aside a three-day festival of Thanksgiving. Offering thanks is less about our circumstances and more about acknowledging the One who sustains us and gives us life. Happy Thanksgiving.